Welcome back to another episode of The Artist Journey with Julia Hagen. If you guys could see me right now, you'd be laughing and unable to take anything I'm going to say today seriously at all. I currently am sitting at my kitchen table with a microphone, and it has like a foam backing, and then I have my laptop open, and I have a blanket over my head, and then draped over the computer, and then like the foam backer, and so I'm in a little, basically, I'm in a blanket fort right now, okay, like with my own head in this microphone. It looks ridiculous. Just thought I should paint a picture so you don't take anything I say too seriously. But these are the lengths I'm trying to go to improve the sound quality of this lo-fi show. But we're doing our best here, okay? I hope it helps. I think I did a test run, and I do think it sounds better. A little more intimate, a little bit less echoey in the space. So thank you guys for being here. Hopefully I don't overheat in the time that it takes to record this. I may have to take a couple breaks just to like get a little bit of air in here. All right, all that being said, I am coming to you live on my birthday today. Today is my 28th birthday, my 28th trip around the sun. It's really funny because both Kirk and I have been referring to me as 28 for like the past 6 months, it feels like, because I don't know what it was. Like, I never felt 27. And I feel like this is the first year, honestly, like that my age feels accurate, I guess, to like where I feel like I'm at in my life. Like, everyone has always said to me, like, you're an old soul. And I kind of hate that because sometimes I feel like that's just a way to like not allow people to like act their actual age and just be who they are at this exact moment in time. But I digress. But I do genuinely feel like I've always have felt like my age sounded too young for how I felt for a long time. And like 28 just sounds like correct for me. It's like, yep, that's where I'm at. 28. Okay. Like it sounds a good solid whole number. And it feels right. So I think this is going to be a good year. I think it's going to be the best one yet, knocking on wood. And what am I going to talk to you guys about today? Being 28? I don't know. But this week has been interesting. I had like a really productive week last week. I was like, I am so focused. I have a one-track mind. I had my whiteboard up with all the things that I was going to do for the week. Today is Thursday. I'm looking at my whiteboard. I still have stuff on there that I didn't accomplish that I wrote out to do on Monday. I don't know what it is. This week I've just been flailing a little bit, and there has been a lot going on behind the scenes. A lot of it. My mom, like I mentioned, had surgery, and she got an infection again, and I'm laughing so I don't cry, but she's gonna be fine. They caught it early, but it was like threw us right back to where we were last year at this time, and so not the news we wanted. So I think that has thrown me for a loop and, you know, squashed some of my momentum and productivity just because, you know, I'm worried about her. And even though I'm here in the studio working, I like feel like I should be with her, or I should be doing more and like checking in or making dinners and stuff. And then I don't know, it's a weird, whenever someone's sick that you care about, you're like, I should be doing more. I'm not doing enough. Am I being a good daughter? Am I being a good friend? Am I being a good partner? Whatever, insert, you know, your role with that, like in relationship to that person. And yeah, so that's been weighing on me. And I think a little bit more than I was giving it credit. And I also feel like I've been procrastinating. I really need to start doing my taxes. Ugh. As any small business owner or creator knows, this time of year is always stressful because you have to start, you know, getting your ducks in a row when it comes to finances and taxes. And also this year, this year I'm obviously married, and so that's a whole new process. I'm like, what do you do? How do we file this thing as a married human? So that's a new adventure. So I have to start on that, and I've been procrastinating. I also do this wonderful thing when I have like projects and things coming up that I feel overwhelmed about, that instead of like buckling down and being super productive, I tend to get a little bit avoidant and delusional about like, oh, that's so far away, when it's not at all. And I have an upcoming solo show that I'm excited about on February 25th. So it's actually exactly a month away. And I am like prepared for it in terms of like the originals I have, but you know, I need to be doing more to like promote it. I need to be realistically, you know, creating some new prints and stuff for the show, getting things all packaged up nicely, creating signage, all that fun stuff. And it's overwhelming me. I haven't done a show like that, like a solo show of any sort. Like I did art festivals. God, I'm sorry. I think it's the blanket. I think the fact that I'm literally under a blanket right now, I'm like, it's time for bed. I'm cozy. It's warm here. I think the fact that I've done a lot of group shows this past year, but it's been a minute since I've done like an art festival where it's like, I have a tent and it's all my work and I have to like organize everything. And I'm there that whole time, like promoting myself. So it's been a while since I've done anything of that nature. So I'm a little nervous. It's just one evening. It's not like an entire day. So even that alone is like a lot less work, involved in that. And also, it's not just me, it's two other bands that are performing with my work kind of like on the back wall. People can come in and see as well. So it's going to be a cool event. I almost yawned again. I didn't though. You're proud of me. I'm going to have to like, I'm going to pause so I can get some oxygen. One second. Okay, I took a breath and I also decided there needed to be a little bit more of a vent in here. Like, I was getting a little lightheaded. This is going to be the wackiest podcast I maybe have ever recorded because I am just, yeah, I'm going to pass out on the mic here. All right, while I'm still conscious, I'd like to get to the point of what brought me to the mic today. I have been thinking a lot about, so I've been doing these day in the life video mini vlog things for Instagram and TikTok. I'm having fun with them and I do them every Monday is when I record. And I found something interesting happening where I do feel like I want to come clean about how, yes, it's a day in a life, but guys, it's curated. Like I have caught myself being like, oh, I'll save that activity for Monday because that would be good content. Even if it's not something I normally would do on a Monday, I'm like, ooh, that'd be better. Or, oh, I'm only going to show these aspects of the day and like these little smaller, more annoying things I'm not going to show. Because obviously, like, you don't need to see it. I need to edit it down, right? It'd be so boring to watch like every single little thing I did all day. And no one has time for that. And I want it to be entertaining, right? Like, I want you to want to watch it. Otherwise, like, why? Gosh, okay. I'm sorry. This is the yawning podcast. I'm not even going to cut it out. I promise I'm present. It's the blanket. I'm 28. I'm becoming old. All right. But I just want people to be like really aware that like, even though I'm trying to be as real as I can with my vlogs, and I do feel like they hopefully come off more real than some of the other vlog content I've seen of other artists where like, I don't know, sometimes these girls are like wearing like floor length dresses and their makeup's perfectly done and they don't have a speck of paint anywhere. And they just look so like a fairy floating around the studio. I'm like, that's not, if that's genuinely them, honestly, I'm amazed and congrats. And there's no shade being thrown here. I just have a hard time believing as like an artist myself and the other artists I know that that's genuinely like how they would show up if like there wasn't a camera there, you know, like the only reason they're dressing that way is because a camera is going to be there and they know it's going to go on the internet, which I get it. Like a lot of people are going to see it. You know, it attracts a certain type of viewer and it looks idyllic and you can really romanticize your life that way. But I'm trying my hardest to not romanticize and be a little bit silly and have my like personality come through. And my personality is not, let's just put it this way, elegance. I'm not really an elegance. I'm not exactly an elegant, super serene person. Obviously, I think I have some calming elements to me, but I'm not a forest fairy. Like, there's no, not even remotely close. I'm literally laughing thinking about me as a forest fairy. Okay, like I'm a troll. All right, like I'm an ogre in comparison to that. All right, sorry, I'll stop laughing. If they really are forest fairies and they're documenting their life, honestly, like, what a miracle. I'm so proud of them. But that's not who I am. But even still, me and my clumsiness and my goofiness and my, you know, intention to be as real as possible, a lot of people are like, wow, your life looks so amazing and, like, your day is so perfect. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, you haven't seen... You don't know, it's curated. Like, you still don't know how I was, like, feeling that day, or, like, what was going through my mind, or, like, other circumstances of my life, or what the rest of my week, like, looks like. And I just think it's really, really important to occasionally just be like, snap out of it. Snap out of it, you guys. This is not real. We are... feel like so often too, like I said, catching myself, like, I sometimes on Mondays I like, all right, I'll put some makeup on. I don't wear makeup during the week, like, I don't, but I want to look at least a little decent rewrite when I'm, like, recording myself to then post online for ideally a lot of people to see. But, like, I normally wouldn't wear makeup, okay? I would say my outfits are even though, like, the bar is super low with what I'm wearing in those posts, my outfits are probably, like, a step cuter than I would even normally wear. And I'm definitely, like, organizing my day so that there aren't, like, you know, you're not seeing me scrolling on TikTok when I'm, like, bored middle of a painting. I feel like I'm trying to be more productive, or, like, do more that day so I have more content to record. And so in a lot of ways, like, even me with my, like, best intentions to have it be as real as possible, like, I'm on a day in the life video, like, I'm kind of living to post, right? Rather than, like, posting just the norm or whatnot. And I think everybody does that. Like, everything you see is on the internet is curated in some way, shape, or form, which is so obvious, but it's so hard to not compare yourself and think that, like, well, why doesn't my life look like that? I'm like, nobody's life looks like this. Like, nobody's life is actually exactly how they portray. And you're not doing anything wrong. Like, we have all, you know, decided to make our lives like reality TV shows. And whether you intend to or not, like, I still feel like I have, like, that's not my life, obviously. Like, I'm very much focused on, like, creating and creativity and my, like, career rather than, like, my personal life. Like, I share very little of my personal life online. And I share more of it here on this platform because I think, like, the longer format helps with that. But yeah, I just wanted to do, like, a little bit of a reminder that, like, even if you're seeing me post day in the life stuff, like, please take it for, like, entertainment purposes. And that's it, okay? Like, that's it. And if I share, I'll try to be as real as possible with them, but please don't take anything too seriously or too literal or compare your day to mine. And I've been hesitating about, like, after kind of getting those types of comments, being like, should I even continue this type of content? Because does this in any way, like, promote, I don't know, like, an unrealistic idea of A, who I am and what other people's lives should look like? Or if you're not an artist, not a full-time artist, will it make you feel bad that you aren't? You know, I don't know. I'm asking myself a lot of these questions because I think we so often, like, see, like, oh, everyone else is posting this type of content, I will too, without thinking about how it might affect your audience. And if I'm being completely honest with you guys, like, a big reason that I wanted to start posting more of this day in the life stuff is because I would like to have some more brand deals. I would like to have more, like, lifestyle based brands. For example, I jokingly put, well, actually it's not a joke, I'm dead serious. Like, I want to become, like, a tea influencer. Like, I drink tea every day. I show myself drinking tea. It'd be really cool if I got a brand or two to, like, either send me tea for free and then I'll post about it, or so I get my habit paid for, or, like, they actually pay me to post about their product. And if I like their product, post it. Cause I think it, like, fits into, like, who I am. Like, people know that I like to drink tea. I'd also, you know, like to do other, I don't know, things related to like my day in the life that I could show that kind of organically fits in there. And if I'm just showing like painting videos, like obviously I can get sponsored by certain products that I paint with, but I'd like to expand it a little bit past that and have some amount of variety. But yeah, it's a financial thing. Like I would like to get some brand deals. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like if you follow me and you enjoy that type of content, maybe you also like to drink tea, you also, you know, want to wear overalls like me, I'd like to point you to where I got them and also make a buck doing it, because it's important to have multiple streams of income. So that is really a motivation here. Okay. Like anytime you're seeing like a day in the life video, like I'm not posting it purely like in an altruistic, like manner. Like I'm not, like I'm, and I don't think anyone is. Like I'm posting it because I have an end goal of I'd like to eventually have a brand sponsor these and of course entertain you, be honest about, as honest as I can be about like my day in the life, and yeah, just to share that way. But yeah, just remember that like anything you see on the internet is curated for a purpose or for that creator's goal in mind, whether their goal is to then get people to listen to their podcast and absorb more of their content, or get, you know, to eventually have deals with other brands that are a bit more lifestyle based, or if they're showing you their, you know, work, of course it's like promote you going to see their other work or whatever it is. And I hate that, but it's just honest. And so if you it's really easy to, as an artist, I assume you're an artist if you're listening to this, otherwise thank you for being here. I don't know why you're here, but it's easy if you, as an artist, watching other people's content and just thinking like, oh, see, they're like, this is what I'm supposed to be living my life like, or this is what I'm like. You don't know that they had, like, Lucy on the internet had a brand deal with, like, you know, some clothing company, and that's why she's wearing the flowing fairy dress. If I ever am wearing a flowing fairy dress in the studio, you guys know I got paid to do it, okay? Like, I'll blink twice and you'll know that I'm being paid for that, okay? There is no way, like, someone has captured me or I'm being paid, all right? So that is your cue. That is your cue to come in and either save me or just know that I'm making bank, because those are the only two ways that that's happening. Oh my God, I don't know where this episode has gone. Like I said, I'm under a blanket. I'm like in slightly in a delusional state. I might be not getting enough oxygen to my brain. God, this is going to be the most unhinged episode. But whatever, it's my birthday. I can be unhinged if I want to. I hope you guys go make something today in my honor. All right, you know, pour out some paint for me or pour out a drink, whatever you want, you know, celebrate me in some way today, okay? Or help me celebrate. So it was fun talking to you. I hope you got something out of this. All right, I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for being here.